Ethereum proposal would redirect up to 10% of validator rewards. A proposal posted to Ethereum's research forum on June 27, 2026, would let validators send a slice of their staking rewards, up to 10%, into a shared pool for ecosystem funding. The idea, named Validator Redirected Revenue, comes from Clement Lesage, founder of the dispute resolution protocol Kleros, and it has already split the community over a single design choice. A rate that a majority approves becomes mandatory for everyone. The timing is not subtle. The proposal lands while the Ethereum Foundation works through a public funding squeeze, with senior staff departures and warnings that core development budgets could tighten within months. Lesage's pitch is to build a recurring protocol-native funding line instead of leaning on the foundation's treasury and one-off grants, a toll lane built into validator pay. Under the design, each validator would signal a preferred contribution rate from 0% to 10% of their rewards. The network tallies those preferences, and if a majority of stakebacks a rate above zero, that rate applies across all validators. Redirected rewards would route through a smart contract described as a splitter, which divides the money among recipients based on validators' stated preferences. The mechanism matters more than the headline percentage. This is not an opt-in donation button. A validator who wants to contribute nothing could still be bound to the majority rate, which is the part critics have seized on. Supporters frame it as ordinary collective decision-making, the same way validators already accept protocol rules they did not individually choose. Opponents frame it as a levy, the math behind a nine-figure pool. The dollar figures depend on staking levels and the ETH price, both of which move, so treat them as estimates. Roughly 35 to 40 million ETH is staked, earning an average reward rate near 1.91%. That works out to about 700,000 ETH in validator rewards per year. Redirecting 5% to 10% of that would generate an estimated 50,000 to 76,000 ETH annually. At ETH's price of about $1,733 as of June 22, 2026, the upper end is roughly $131 million a year, with most estimates clustering around $120 million. For context, that is a sum in the range of what the Ethereum Foundation has historically spent on grants and core development over a full year, arriving as a continuous stream rather than discretionary disbursements. For anyone earning staking yield, the practical effect is straightforward. A redirect rate above zero lowers the net return validators keep. A 10% redirect on a 1.91% gross rate trims the effective yield by roughly a fifth of a percentage point. Small in isolation, but it compounds across millions of staked ETH and changes the number solo stakers and pooled staking products actually pay out. A capture problem hiding in the splitter. The loudest objection is not the cost. It is who controls the money. Because validators set both the rate and the recipient preferences, a coalition holding a majority of stake could in principle steer the entire redirected pool toward projects they own or benefit from. Large staking operators, who already concentrate a meaningful share of the network, would carry outsized weight in deciding where the funds land. Some developers have gone further, arguing the design drags governance into the consensus layer itself. Ethereum has long tried to keep the base protocol neutral and politically thin, leaving funding fights to foundations, DAOs, and off-chain coordination. Wiring a funding vote into validator behavior, critics say, makes consensus more contentious and potentially more fragile, since disagreements over money would now play out at the layer that secures the chain. That tension is why The Block reported the discussion quickly turned into an Ethereum tax debate. A long road from form post to code. For now, this is a research forum proposal, not an approved change, and Ethereum's path from idea to live protocol is deliberately slow. A concept like this would need a formal specification, extensive client team review, security analysis of the splitter contract, and broad social agreement before it could reach a network upgrade. Plenty of forum proposals never make it that far. Even so, the discussion is a useful signal. It shows the funding question has moved from the foundation should budget better to the protocol should fund itself. And it forces a concrete trade-off, a reliable revenue stream for public goods against the risk of politicizing the validator set. Both halves of that trade-off are now on the table in writing.